Welcome to the Craig and Greg Show, presented by Maximize Leadership. Here are Craig Owens and Greg Harris.
Hey, welcome to the Craig and Greg Show. I'm Craig. This is Greg. We love talking to you about different leadership topics that come our way. And one of the topics, one of the things that I think all leaders have to struggle with is this idea of quality or quantity. Do we want it really good or do we want lots of it? So let's dive right into that.
Boy, doesn't it really kind of address humanity? Well, the more I have, the better off I am. That one sign that says, you know, the person that dies with the most toys wins.
Right.
And it's kind of what we're fighting with leadership, right? Is quality and quantity. Do you find, Craig, in your leadership that some like the quantity? Because how does it feel to them? Why do they do that?
Well, I think that quantity sometimes is a lot easier to measure because you can say, look at the stacks of stuff or look at, you know, how many things I have. And the quality could be a little bit more different. How do I put a handle on this? Like if I say one of my teammates has really grown in their leadership ability, I see a lot of leadership qualities. Okay. Mm. What does that mean? How do I actually measure that? And so I think that that's why some people tend more towards quantity just because you can see it.
Yeah. I'm not sure this, you know, who's on first, who's on second, Laurel and Hardy. It's almost, I'm going to give you
Abbott Costello.
What is that, Abbott Costello? Yeah. Oh, this is a great bloopers. But when you look at quantity, I can address the quantity of your qualities.
Yeah, that's true.
How do you do that?
Right.
And why do we like quantity? What does it do for us?
I don't know. So here's the problem. I had a church board ask me, they said, what's the plan to grow the church? And I paused for a second and I said, what do you mean by grow the church? And they looked at me like I had lobsters crawling out of my ear. And they said, you know, grow the church. And I said, just saying that word again doesn't mean anything to me. So right. I said, but here would be my suggestion. You have a marquee out front, right on the main street. Why don't you put a sign out there on your marquee that says free $50 gift certificate for all first-time visitors? You should have the church packed on Sunday.
One time.
And they all just like looked at me and I said, is that not what you meant by grow? Mm. And they're like, no. Okay, but you are telling me that you want a lot of people, but you want, is that all you want? So I think that a lot of times that's what the leader has to help even the teammates define is like, what does a win look like for us? How do we know that we're successful? Is it because there's a lot or because it's good? I think you can have both, but you just got to make sure that what is it that we're targeting?
I think for leadership, and this would be my challenge for the viewers, and I'll ask this question, leadership really is about quality. Mm-hmm. You put a great team together and you might have quantity.
Right.
You've been in organizations, Craig, where that's really kind of been the story. How do we, as leaders, get out of the mud of quantity and focus on quality? Because then I think greatness rises up.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. I think if you make something good, it's going to the quality will automatically bear the fruit of quantity. I think about Truett Cathy, the founder of Chick-fil-A. Mm-hmm. There was I think it was probably Boston Market. It was another chicken franchise that had kind of come on the scene and was giving them a run for their money. And in a board meeting, they're all kicking around these ideas and Truett was just sitting there listening to all of them. And then finally he just interrupted everybody and he says, guys, if we get better, our customers will demand that we get bigger. And that's really what they said, let's just focus on it being so good that people will ask for more to be there. And so I think that that's where we have to start with. We just want it to be excellent. And if it is excellent, I think then the numbers will follow after that.
Their sauce is excellent. Yeah. I got distracted. I think one of the things that I struggle with in leadership for me and maybe others that are watching is that whole point of like resources and hoarding and kind of, you know, siloing and it really defeats the quality or excellence or greatness. But what is it about humanity that wants to kind of hold the things, you know, like maybe not share them or that the quantity is important to me. I'm going to build another barn and put my stuff.
Yeah. Well, but when we, again, if I have defined success by being look at how much stuff I have stacked up here, or look at how my team has performed so much better than every other department or team within the organization. If that number, you know, if my growth chart somehow starts to plateau or start to go down, that's a reflection on me. I must not be successful anymore because of that. Mm. But that doesn't have to be the case. I think right. that there can be a dramatic tapering, and it can still be very quality. There's a story that I tell from the Bible in my book, Shepherd Leadership, about a guy named Philip that is speaking in Samaria, and the Bible talks about how successful that is in terms of quantity. All these people that their lives are being changed, people are being healed, and God says to Philip, I need you to leave all of that and go out into the desert to meet just one person. Now, if you're just counting numbers, that looks like a setback. That looks like a major, right. like, man, I went from hundreds to one, and yet God knew that Philip was going to be the perfect person to interact with that person to be able to speak into his life.
Mm.
And so I think that that's, we have to get our minds off of, if the numbers are going down because the quality is poor, then that's a different issue.
Yeah.
But if we're just gauging everything by the numbers, we can super inflate numbers and totally be undercutting quality at the same time.
I think for some of us leaders, there's an efficiency draw. I want to be efficient.
Right.
And then there's a quantity of or effective draw.
Yep.
And I think they don't need to compete
no.
or clash.
No.
I think the challenge that we have in leadership is really, you only have X amount of days, X amount of hours, X amount of abilities to return emails, et cetera. And I think when we're efficient, when we're in quality, I think people expect excellence. Like, you're going to write a great email back to the team.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to write all emails all week. You're not going to write great emails. Right. It's just not humanly possible. Quality is never an accident. It's always a result of intelligent effort. And I think that's our challenge, you know, the Truett-Cathy example, and you've led organizations where we're going to aspire to this and people are going to rally,
yes.
you know, to that equality.
Right. Well, and using your Excellent. Example of the effectiveness and the efficiency, I think that when you are effective, when you're focusing on that quality, I think over time you will naturally become more efficient in mm-hmm. that, and the quantity
yeah.
can follow that. But when you try to put the quantity or the effectiveness out there first, it's not a guarantee that it's no. going to become quality after that. I like when you are working with an organization, you got a list that you'll give them and say, here's three items on this list, but you can only pick two. Share that.
Well, it's really a sales question, but it really applies to any organization that delivers something, a service or a good. So it's, you can have quality, you can have cheap, or you can have fast. Pick two of those three. And I thought, well, I better play that out. So if I want quality, it won't be cheap if I want it fast. Yeah. If I want it cheap, it's not going to have quality, but it could be fast.
Mm-hmm.
If I want it fast, it could be cheap. And you just see the play of those. So you only can pick two.
Right.
I think people kind of want everything.
Right.
But then when they really, the tire hits the road, it's like, well, it's impossible to do them all
mm-hmm.
unless it's the only customer. You know.
Right.
But I think the one question I want to ask you, as you look at quality, what distracts us as a leader? What is it that maybe you take our eye off the ball that gets us away from mission quality? Versus, oh, we just opened up our 13th location.
Yeah. Well, I mean, honestly, is there any leader that would say, you know, I really don't care if it's good? You know, most leaders do. So, but I think where the problem comes in, so I'm consulting with somebody right now, and we were talking about the quality of their output, the project that they want done.
Mm.
And they, but then at the same time in meetings, I heard a lot of words that would go along with the efficiency part. And so then I go, which way do you want it? Because I said, I think that you're asking your team to measure one way, but perform another way.
Ooh,
and so,
that's good.
So I think that that's part of what takes our eye off of, mm-hmm. yeah, we want it to be really good, But then we take our eye off of that for just a minute and say, let it get bigger.
Yeah.
And then, oh, I forgot about the good part, you know, in my pursuit to try to make it bigger. And so it's fine. You know, quality has its place and quantity has its place. Let's, you know, if you're a for-profit business, you got to make more money, have more coming in than's going out, right? Mm-hmm. So clearly the quantity of money there is important if you're going to stay in business.
Right, yeah.
But you can't sacrifice that for the quality that's there. You know, we how many businesses have we seen that have gone belly up because of that? They were totally focused on just cranking out the revenues, but they didn't have a quality product to support it, and then it all collapses.
Yeah, you don't want more locations and less quality.
Yeah,
right. That's the real big deal. So I'm gonna give a transparent thing to the viewers, and you've heard this one before, I think, but I, in one of my office, I went to the lunchroom to grab a pop. It was Mountain Dew, by the way. And
what else do you drink besides Mountain Dew?
Water.
No, I mean pop.
For pop, yeah. I wouldn't be disloyal. It's the green can.
Okay.
So I went into the lunchroom, went to go get a soda pop. At the coffee machine, there were two people. And they were talking, but they didn't talk to me. They were laughing, talking loud. And they said, you know, I just got 800 last night. So I thought, well, it's winter, you know, maybe bowlers. I don't know, you know them that good. So I said, wow, 800 for a 3-game series? That's really good. No. Facebook friends. I just got 800. I'm like, I can't even keep my 3 quality buddies happy. And that's a leadership trap.
Yep. Yep.
Right? Well, I got all these people who are just eating out of my hands. They're listening to every word I share, but I don't have anyone in my corner. I don't have, like Moses had Aaron and Ur, So you had two people helping Moses lead Israel. When you take the disciples, which I find quite interesting, it's a collection of interesting guys in the Bible. Luke is the only one really educated as a physician. Some of them have questionable, smelly jobs. But over time, you can see 2 or 3 really travel with Jesus as the leader. And then at some point you're like, oh, there's only one of those 3 really his sidekick. And I think as leaders, there's some sense of security.
Sure.
If you had more.
Yep.
So address that need for us.
Well, so I think that if a leader really will keep in the bottom of his heart and keep that as his foundation, that I'm going to be faithful to this. I'm going to be consistent to this. I'm going to focus on the quality, the best stuff, no matter what. I'm not going to water things down. I'm not going to cut corners to ever get more Facebook friends, more likes on my Instagram post, or more revenue coming into the company. I'm going to stay focused on that quality. I think that the quantity does follow. It's when you get those chirping in your ear, you need more, you need more, you need more.
Right.
Or we get a little bit jealous. You know, you look at somebody and go, well, how come they have that many? And their stuff doesn't look that good compared to my stuff. But you're not supposed to compare yourself to, don't compare yourself to other people. No. Compare yourself to what you are capable of doing. Now, the only place that I would say that I would switch it the other way around, I remember one time sitting, it's a guy that you and I both know, and he said to me, kind of looked at his watch, and he goes, well, got to go home. It's time for quality time with my kids. And I asked him, I said, how does that work exactly? Do you just walk in and just go, dad's here, flip the switch, it's now quality time? And he says, well, kind of. And so I think in our relationships, I think that the greater of quantity of time is going to lead to more opportunities for quality moments.
Right.
You can't just like walk in and have it like at work. I got my schedule all programmed. You can't do that at home. Okay. And here's the time for quality time together.
Yeah.
Well, if you do more quantity time with your kids, with your spouse, you're probably going to have more opportunities for quality moments in there.
Mixed in there, yeah.
But I think that in our organizations, we got to say, I'm focused on being the best that I can be and making it as quality. And I think then the quantity things that everybody else seems to want to measure are just going to follow those.
Mm-hmm. Don't we love numbers, though?
Yeah.
And numbers really only justify quantity. Rarely can you find a good number, a good matrix of, oh, that quality, oh, that's the upper right corner of the matrix. That is a great quality organization. So it's hard to know that, you know, quality service. Well, I mean, are you guys pressed? I mean, does the phone ever go to voicemail?
Right.
Well, no, because we have enough people. Oh, okay. What's the experience then for the consumer or the customer? I think that whole quantity quality thing is really, it's a hard one for leaders, Craig. Yeah. Partly because when we go to places and they ask, you know, what's your sales this year?
Yeah.
How many offices have you opened?
Yep.
You know, what is your attendance at church or at a concert?
Yep.
And people are like, well, you know, we're up, 3.7%. Oh, well, what kind of experience did they have?
Yeah.
We have no clue.
Are they more mature? Are they, or even, you know, my brother-in-law, he says, you know, he's got a painting business and other painters will all say to him, how many crews do you have out there? Well, does it really matter if I say I got 100 crews or if I got 5 crews? What about saying, my customers are absolutely, to use a title from your book, doing the rave. Because right. we do such quality work and such craftsmanship that they're like, I have never seen, you know, this is so good.
Yeah.
And then what's going to follow? The quantity will follow that. But but it is such a difficult thing, because I think it's so easy for us to get caught up into the quantity trap and make that our focus. And that is... I really believe that is the fruit that follows the quality.
There was an African-American pastor who was a mentor to me, and one of his favorite lines for me and others that he was mentoring was really, I spell love, T-I-M-E.
Yeah.
And maybe share that from a leader standpoint, how we can make that better for our associates and teammates.
Absolutely. You know, I've talked to, there's been a couple of people that I've worked with and I'm like, you know, I just sat in on your staff meeting and it seemed like it kind of was dragging out there a little bit. We have a 1-hour staff meeting, but you don't necessarily have 1 hour of quality things to talk about. So if you can cover all of your quality stuff in 12 minutes, then send them on their way. And so I think that you know, our time with people needs to be, I think that's a great gauge, because if somebody walks into my room to meet with me and I'm doing like this, I'm checking my email while I'm talking to them, yeah, how you doing, you know, like this, or I got my phone out and I'm like, you know, doing this, why did I invite them into my room? Why am I having a conversation with them when I'm not really there with them? Mm-hmm. So I'm putting in the time, but is it quality or am I distracted by something else? And so I think that we got to think about, I think love and time could be great if you're actually present, fully present, fully engaged in that moment.
Right.
The time with your staff could be 12 minutes, could be way more meaningful than 60 minutes.
We do a podcast, obviously. We share words, we share insights, we share stories. For a leader, in wrapping up, I think, you know, one of the things that happens with efficient or effective or quality and quantity is words.
Mm-hmm.
So when a leader shares words, if it's just on, he's like, okay, I'm trying to get one nugget.
Right.
So for leaders, what's the challenge on quality of words?
I think that it's very important to know what you want, what's the point you want to get across, and then stick to that. And don't, you know, I mean, listen, there's a lot of people that are like, oh, I can just go in there and wing it. You probably can't.
Yeah.
If you don't know what the end result is going to be, you're just going to say a lot of words before you ever get there. But some people like to hear themselves talk and they like to hear a lot of words and they think that's, you know, that quantity of words somehow is equaling a quality message. Mm-hmm. And it's not necessarily the case.
One of the examples I'll share with at the very end here, we're wrapping up. When we hold our coaching program, we have a huddle and a one-on-one in the same month. The huddle is the quantity.
Yep.
The one-on-one call is the quality.
Right.
And for a client of ours, a coaching client, you're going to get both. Mm-hmm. You're going to get quantity in a huddle with a bunch of other leaders just, you know, brainstorming together. And then the one-on-one is really the quality or the heartstorming,
yep.
You know, leader to leader, just one-on-one. And I think, and if we can invite you, please go to our website, inquire about our coaching program. We really can help move the ball down the field in both quality and quantity. Yep.
And leaders, that's what you need in your leadership, in your personal life, in your organization. You have to have quality, and you want quantity as well. And we're going to help you focus on that. So whether it's in the huddle, in the one-on-one time, that's what our focus is going to be, is just dialed in with you specific. And that's what the coaching huddles are all about, is us giving a different perspective that's individualized to you. So maximizeleadership.com, check out the link on there, the page that is for coaching huddles. But then please leave us comments below or suggestions for other topics that you'd like us to help you dive into. And this is the great forum for that. So Maximize Podcast, you can reach out to us there on Twitter or leave a comment below. And make sure that you subscribe as well, so when we post some other episodes, you're notified and you can learn from those. We look forward to talking to you soon.
Get in touch with Craig and Greg through Twitter at Maximize Podcast or at MaximizeLeadership.com. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes of the Craig and Greg Show.